A teachable heart. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Do you have a teachable heart? When you read the Bible, does it come alive for you, or is it typically more like reading a newspaper? If it is more like a newspaper, then you're reading too fast, or you are distracted, or you simply do not have an open and teachable heart. Reading the scriptures to satisfy your religious checklist will not satisfy your heart. Jesus had a lot to say about the importance of a teachable heart and about listening with ears to hear, so that when we hear and what we hear actually penetrates into our heart. 7 times in the Gospels, he says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." He is saying to us, are you listening? Are you hearing? Not just with your ears, but with your heart. I want this to sink in. I want this to change the way you live. At the beginning of Revelation, and 7 more times through chapters 2 and 3, Jesus says this, "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it." Revelation 1:3. Living and active. When you read the Bible, is it living and active? Do you feel a conviction in your heart that says, I am talking to you? The Word of God is living and active, and if you are not experiencing this, if it feels dead and dull, please slow down. We are not in a hurry to read the Bible through in a year, as many are wont to do. Yes, reading the Bible from cover to cover gives us the 30,000-foot vantage point. It helps tie the sweeping biblical storyline together. And yes, the same applies to reading any particular book of the Bible all the way through. But after that, reading slowly, perhaps just 1 chapter at a time, will unveil deep truths and spiritual gold that is just not available on the surface. Because the Word is indeed sharper than any double-edged sword. It does penetrate even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It does expose the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. If you do not feel exposed, if you do not feel the wonderful sharpness in your soul and spirit of His double-edged sword, please check your soul and spirit. They may be dulled. Open your heart and your mind as you read and contemplate the Scriptures. Slow down. Engage with Jesus as you read. And why? Because you know there is more. Read and listen with a teachable heart and find it.